So we've been doing this study for 8 years now and trying to follow the evolution of e-government around the world and trying to learn where the next steps are going to be so that we can better inform our clients and discuss with them their development agenda.
And now this was not just obviously the U.S. study. This was a study worldwide of different governments.
Yes, that's correct.
Talk a little bit about the findings and specifically then talk a little about what you found out about the U.S.
Overall, we found that e-government is developing rapidly around the world. More and more governments are making progress in serving customers through this channel as well as through other channels. But what we've also learned is that some governments are now beginning to move beyond just seeing e-government as a service transaction and seeing it more as a link to their citizens, a governance link. Some countries are still struggling. Some countries are not regarded by their own citizens as doing as well as others, and it's difficult to compare those because different cultural and social attitudes prevail in different countries. But overall, what we've learned is that the evolutionary road has been followed by most governments, and now some are just at the brink of making some revolutionary steps, we think, to use this technology to alter the governance relationship as well as the public service relationship with their citizens.
Talk a little about what you found out about the U.S. federal government.
Well, we found out that citizens are feeling pretty good about the ability of government to seek out their opinions and to develop services that meet their needs. The United States ranks in questions about effectiveness, questions about the extent to which government listens, the extent to which services are regarded as good, in usually the upper quartile of the 21 countries we took a look at. So there's great progress that's been made, but there's some that still needs to be made. To the extent to which citizens think the government is doing a good job in soliciting their opinions is not high. Only 36% of those interviewed in the United States think that. But it's generally much higher than many other countries. In the UK, for example, where citizens are usually very cynical about their governments, and where there's probably been more outreach to engage citizens than most other countries in the world, only 22% of people in the UK think that that government's doing a good job at seeking out citizens' opinions.
One of the things you guys put out that was interesting was you guys' four best practices. Better service starts with better understanding. Engage, listen, respond. Harness all available resources. Be transparent. These are really four tenets, if you will, of good e-government that it seems like this new administration, President Obama's administration, is really focusing around. Do you see a correlation?
Well, we think that this new administration is doing something very different in the way it's engaging with citizens than we've seen other administrations do and governments in other countries doing, and it's something which we'll want to watch closely and learn from, both in terms of its advantage and in terms of the difficulties that it poses for government. But the idea that government should be engaging their citizens not only to have them give feedback on how well government's doing, but to actually get a better understanding of what their needs are, what their policy priorities are, is all part of what we see on government first in the new administration. First in the change.org portal that we saw during the transition period and now actually coming out of the White House. And that's very encouraging because our view is that this technology is important, but the technology is not there for technology's sake. The technology is there to build a stronger relationship between people and their government. And it appears that in this new administration's first couple of weeks, it's focused on doing that, appointing a director of public liaison, beginning to use the White House portal as a way for people to engage their government is very interesting and, you know, deserves to be applauded and watched and learned from.
Based on the research that Accenture did for this report, what are some of the things that the incoming administration can learn from, can pull from, can address from what you found?
A couple of the things that are really important are the relationship between the extent to which people think the government is doing a good job at being accountable and the amount of trust that people put in government. And so the United States sort of falls into the middle of the pack in that. When we took a look at how good or bad is government at being accountable for what it achieves and asking then people to rate the overall trust that they have in government, there are countries that are doing better than the United States in our survey, Ireland, Malaysia, Canada, the Netherlands, even Australia. And so there, what's to be learned is that the improvement of service, finding out what works in government, as President Obama says, rather than just arguing about bigger or smaller government, is very important. But making that government work in order to actually improve social and economic conditions and be held accountable for that is not just a way of providing better public service. It's a way of building trust in government, and that is something that all governments want to achieve.
Now, you talked a little bit about this from what we've seen so far. Could you rate yet the understanding of what the Obama administration, the Obama campaign, their understanding of the idea of meeting citizens' expectations, or is it, do you think it's just still too early?
It's pretty early right now, but I'm impressed. I follow it pretty closely. I see what they've done in terms of engaging people in different policy debates during the transition period with the health forums, for example, that they organized. So I think it's very encouraging, but it's very early on. There's been a lot of concern expressed about how the administration is going to be able to respond when hundreds of thousands of people begin to become more engaged in this way. And that's something that we're going to have to watch and learn from.
We talked about the four critical elements needed to achieve high performance. Which ones of those four do you think needs to be addressed by the U.S. federal government the most?
Gee, Jason, that's like asking me whether it's more important to breathe, eat, sleep, or whatever. I think they have to do all. If you develop a better understanding around citizens, but you're not transparent and accountable, you're going to fail. If you harness resources across all of government, including with voluntary and not-for-profit organizations and even business, but you don't listen to what people are saying about that, you're going to fail. This is not a priority list. All four are important, and all four can reinforce each other. So I can't answer your question to say what's number one. There's only one number one, and that's all four of them.